Hello, hello. Welcome back. I am Stephanie, your host. And if you notice, I didn't have an intro and I'm just going to skip it until I can actually change it because I'm going to be changing the name of my podcast and the intro and the outro. So I'm Stephanie. I am a health and nutrition coach. I focus on more of the holistic aspect of things, but we're just here to like talk about food and health in general and how we can be healthy and still eat all the food that we want, because who doesn't want to eat food and be healthy, right? I feel like that's been my goal in life. I've always wanted to just eat and not have to worry about it. And I finally figured out how to do it. So if you're new here, thanks for being here. If you're not new here and you're back, thank you. I just so appreciate the support. I hope you can get some value out of this. So without further ado, let's jump in. I first have to give you a disclaimer. Sorry if you hear the dogs, or my husband's getting ready to leave for work. It's also his birthday today. Shout out to my husband. Happy birthday. He turns 40. He's now an old man. No, I'm just kidding, but I like to give him a hard time, but he's fantastic. Love him. Happy birthday to him. So, but today I wanted to talk about what you don't need to do to be healthy, because I feel like there's just like this kind of like taboo, like false narrative type of situation around our health that we think we need to do all these things to be healthy. And the truth is like, that's just not true. And we can get so caught up and so stressed out about it that like we're trying to do all the things and then we end up doing none of the things. So today I have for you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tips that 7 things you don't need to do to be healthy. Sorry, I'm trying to get comfortable here. My back is like, it's been jacked up. So there's that for you. I'm also sick. Kind of like have a cold. My daughter has been sick. Like, it's just been never ending sickness in this house for 2 months and I'm over it. So, but anyway, so we're here. I wanted to do this podcast for you. First thing, you do not have to like grow your own food, garden, you know, make everything like grow it in your yard to be healthy. Yes, I know that store-bought isn't as healthy, but some people don't have the means, like, or, you know, gardening is time consuming. And so some people don't have the means, some people don't have the time. And if you don't want to learn, you don't want to learn, that's totally fine. And so I think the thing to just focus on is just, if you can, buy local whenever you can. That's, you know, I think a good goal to focus on is trying to support and buy local, because it's not going through all the processes to get to you. But two, like, if you're sticking to real food, you know, real food has one ingredient, right? Apple, beef, bananas, you know, like whatever. It has one ingredient. So I think as long as you're sticking to the whole ingredient foods, one ingredient foods as best as you can, that's the real goal. And so second is, you also don't have to buy everything organic, because it can get expensive, which really irritates me, is the fact that the better it is for you, the more expensive it is. The only thing I really try to focus on organic is wheat products, just because they're heavily sprayed with glyphosate and the like Dirty Dozen, which a lot of the times is like berries, peppers, apples is usually on there, like nectarines, peaches, cherries, grapes, I know is on there. Mostly like those fruits and vegetables that have like really thin skin type of food. So, and if you don't know what that is, you can just Google the Dirty Dozen and it will pop up. It's EWGs, like they come out with it every year. Typically a lot of the same fruits and vegetables are on there, so it's not something that it doesn't really change too much. But anyway, that's kind of where I focus on being organic. But if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Again, I think it's going back to real whole foods, trying to buy local when you can buy local. So yeah. And then the next thing, working out. You do not have to work out for 2-3 hours a day, lift hard, run 7 miles. Like, that's not necessary. It's not necessary. you should do movement that you enjoy. I think you should strive for 20 to 30 minutes a day of like semi-intense exercise, but I don't think it's necessary to work out for hours a day. It's just not. Especially if you're busy like I am. I don't have time for 2 hours a day. I mean, I probably do if I really wanted to, but that's not where I want to spend my time. I'm good with a 20, 30 minute workout. Boom, get it done. And it's something I enjoy, so I don't dread it. I just do it and get it done with. So find something you love. 20, 30 minutes, start there. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Even 10 minutes is better than no minutes. That's really where your head needs to be, is some minutes is better than no minutes, and it needs to be something that you enjoy. So never eating out or never enjoying food. So this is a big one because we literally live in a, like, it's almost next to impossible to not eat some sort of processed food unless you close yourself off to the world and never eat anything, which is not fun and it's miserable. So that is kind of where your 80-20 comes in. I am like, for me personally, and this works for me, it may not work for you, but it works for me. My 80, which is like, I'm dialed in on my nutrition, I focus on it, I don't budge, is what I bring into my home, what I buy at the grocery store, what, you know, like I, what I buy and bring into my home is my 80. Yes, occasionally we will go out to dinner to fast food or a restaurant, or we're like, shit, frozen pizza for dinner, right? Like, it just happens. But that's my 20, right? Like, my 20 is at occasion. Kind of almost like the rare occasion. Or like, hey, we're going to a birthday party. Like, I'm going to enjoy the cupcake. I'm going to enjoy the ice cream. But my 80 is my home and my 20 is outside of my home. And that works for me. You really just need to find what works for you. But the more times you enjoy and like splurge, you know, like that 20% can turn to a 30, 40, 50% very quickly. And so that's why I encourage you to just figure out like, okay, this is where I need to be. This is where I need to stay. So that you're not slowly creeping out of that 20%, because it's easy to do. I used to do it all the time. That's kind of like where the whole moderation things, and I do like quote unquote moderation. That is a completely different conversation for another podcast, because maybe I'll do that next week. I do not do moderation. I do not, for many reasons, and that term may work for you, but it does not work for me. But anyway, again, another podcast episode for that. But you do need to allow yourself some enjoyment and some, you know, just like enjoying the cake, ice cream, whatever it is for you. Because we can't be perfect all the time. That's boring and that's miserable. And, you know, if somebody's going to offer me an Oreo Blizzard, I'm going to eat it. Okay. Like, it's just how it is. So anyway, find your 20 and enjoy yourself. You don't have to drink a gallon of water a day to be healthy. You can actually overhydrate. That is the thing. One thing I have, like, they really say half your body weight in ounces, and I think that is truly accurate. Regardless, you know, that is depending on your size, different for some people. Honestly, I think 6 to 8 ounce glasses of water a day should be like your minimum, at least 6. Like, that's 48 ounces of water. Our body is predominantly made of water, and so we do need to replenish that. But drinking a gallon of water a day is not necessary. If your pee is coming back clear, you're overhydrated. It should have a small tinge of yellow in it. That means you are hydrated and healthy. So just keep that in mind, that if you're stressing about drinking a gallon of water a day, it's not necessary to be healthy, because it can be doing it can give you negative implications. So, and I always add some electrolytes, because that actually helps your body absorb the liquid and the fluid better. So you get hydrated better too. So then you definitely don't have to drink a gallon of water a day. So the next thing is, you don't have to do cold plunges or saunas or salt caves or contrast baths or whatever, right? We see all these things on the internet about like, oh, cold plunging saved my life and it's the best thing for, like, they're great tools. They are. If I had an infrared sauna, I would sit in it every single freaking day. Like, I love those things. However, it's not necessary for you to be healthy. If you do those things, great, but it's not something you stress about. Some of the best medicine is grounding, which is free, and you can literally go walk outside on the grass and brush your teeth for 2 minutes. Just soaking in the sunshine without sunscreen, without sunglasses, and just letting that your body just absorb the sun's rays and the vitamin D, because the sun actually does not cause cancer. And so, I mean, even just being out in nature and going on just a easy walk, you know, like, there's so many free things around you. Even just meditating, you know, taking the time to just sit in quiet and meditate and stare at a wall if you need to. That's all free. You know, some of this stuff can get expensive. I mean, like I said, if you want a cold plunge, cold plunge. If you want to go sit in a sauna every day, you go sit in a sauna. If you want to go sit in a salt cave, sit in a salt cave. But just know that it's not required to be healthy. And the last one is, you also don't need to take supplements to be healthy. I see it so often. And do I think that supplements are fantastic and have a place? Abso-fucking-lutely. I think they're great. However, I see so many people get so caught up and so stressed out about, like, I need to take beef liver, I need to take fish oil, I need to take vitamin C, I need to take zinc, I need to take vitamin D, I need to take calcium, I need to take a multivitamin. Like, they're taking 17 million supplements. And it's like, we should be getting the majority of our nutrition from our food. And yes, I'm aware that our food is not as nutrient dense as it used to be. However, but if you are eating enough fruits and vegetables, and you are eating, you know, red meat, and you're eating lean meat, and you're eating eggs, and you're eating all the food, you're going to be getting a majority of your nutrition and your nourishment. And like I said, I add electrolytes into my water, like, and that's fine, right? I don't break the bank, though. I occasionally will take some fish oil or some beef liver, but like, I'm not a good supplement taker, and it's just really, it's not making the difference in my health. Like, if I don't take it, it doesn't mean I'm not healthy. And so don't get wrapped up in the supplements, because they're great. I think personally, if you're gonna do like a supplement, I think beef liver is probably one of the best things you can take, or like an organ complex, because it's like nature's multivitamin is what they call it. So like, if you're gonna take a multivitamin, I would suggest taking beef liver, organ complex, something like that. I do think fish oil is great too, if you don't eat a ton of like cold water fish, but again, it's not necessary. Like I said, I do take it sometimes. but that also kind of ties into, so just find one or two things. Like, if you want a supplement, find one or two things. Like, I take magnesium every night and a probiotic for my gut health. And that's fine. Like, I need that. So my digestive system functions better. Like, but it may not be the case for you. So just don't get so gung-ho on all the supplements, because they're not necessary. Which then ties into, there's no quick fix. And this is like a bonus, because I just want to touch on this. I see so many people on the internet that's like, take my magic happy drink and it'll solve all your gut health problems. False. Please do not fall for that. Gut health is a huge realm of things, and there is no one magic pill that is going to solve your gut issues, that is going to solve your weight loss problem, that is going to solve your blood sugar. Like, there are so many things to the human body, and one thing is not going to fix it. And so please just don't fall for that. Like, if you take something and you're like, oh my God, it really did help me, that's great. But I want you to do an audit on what all you did. Like, did you change your diet? Did you change your stress? Did you know, like, most of these people that are selling this like happy juice drink are doing an overhaul of their overall health. They're not just like drinking this drink and not changing anything. And I think that is something to be so aware of. Like, it can help if you change your lifestyle, your stress. Like, there are a lot of things that have to come with it in order for it to benefit you. So please just don't fall for that quick fix of like, I drank this and I lost 20 pounds in a week, or, you know, in a month, or I drank this and my gut is healed. False. Because here's the other thing with supplements. Supplements are not meant to be taken forever. So there's that. I think for some supplements, you know, that's not really the case. Like, I could probably take magnesium the rest of my life because whatever, but like these happy drinks, these like whatever, like supplements aren't meant for long-term use. They are meant for short-term use. So also something to think of. So again, I just want to thank you for being here. I hope you got some value. I hope you learned something. If you love this, please either share it with someone, share it to your story. It just helps get the word out. I would love it if you'd leave me a review. That also helps get the word out. I'm just here to help people. I want to help people enjoy eating food, enjoy their life, and be healthy. That's what I want out of this world. I want people to be healthy and be able to enjoy their lives. I want people to eat food and be healthy. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.